Well, Jen, this morning here, we have Mike Zaloski with us. Mike works in our development department. And Mike, you've been with us for quite a while. Glad to have you on the radio. Why don't you tell us how long you've been here?
Well, if you go to January 3rd of next year, it'll be 19 years. So, and I am just astounded. And saw Valerie Schmidt recently at the Chick-fil-A event. Mm-hmm. And she asked me that question. She was just amazed because she remembers when I first came
yes.
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, in those 19 years, we were talking a little before we went on air, you've been in donor relations, and that role has grown and changed. And just for our guests that are listening, what does donor relations entail? Haven of Rest has a footprint. We're known in the community. Mm-hmm. We interact with a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. What's your role in that?
Oh, boy. People ask me that, and you think it would be simple, but it's kind of like as needed. So this morning I was approached by Jonelle, our food service manager, and said, could you write a letter of thanks for this donation we're going to receive? It's someone that had a wedding canceled and they had to pay for the catering anyhow, so they were donating the meal here and they needed an official receipt. So I'll do that kind of thing. I organized the Chick-fil-A canned food drive. Mm-hmm. So did that. Speak to groups, I give tours. A lot of thank yous, and that's, as I've said many times on this program, I can't think of a better job at the mission because I catch people doing things right, mm-hmm. doing nice things, and it's gratifying to be able to encourage that and to see the satisfaction and the pleasure they get in doing something nice.
And you also attend Chamber of Commerce meetings
yes.
and business
mm-hmm.
roundtables, things mm-hmm. like that as well?
Yes, for networking purposes. So I view my job as kind of the eyes and ears out there in the public sector, if you will, and representing the Haven of Rest, proudly doing that, and inviting people to come in for tours. And I can't begin to tell you how many people have come in and say things like, wow, I had no idea you did all these things, or I've driven by your buildings for years, but I've never been in. And they're pleasantly surprised when they do come in. So, yeah, it's a part of the job I really enjoy because I like meeting people. And I don't know why. I've just been made that way, I guess. I'm fascinated with what people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, as we talk about all these areas that you have going on at the Haven of Rest Ministries, we do want to highlight one that just happened. It's passed, and it was our Chick-fil-A event. Why don't you talk a little bit about that event that day, what it was about, and we had four locations that were a part of that. Why don't you share a little bit about that, because you put a lot of work into this.
Yes, I did. So this was the 15th year that Chick-fil-A helped us with a canned food drive. The owner of the location at Chapel Hill was the originator of this, and he came, and that resulted, I called to thank him for a donation of sandwiches that he had made mm-hmm. 15 years ago, and he said, oh, I've been meaning to talk to you. So he came in for a tour, and we had lunch, and he wanted to help us, and I said, we could really use canned food. And so we came up with that idea. And so for two cans of food, someone would get a coupon for a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Chick-fil-A donates all those coupons to us to give away. So, and he faithfully has done that. And it started in 2008. I was going to total up how many thousands of pounds it was, but I didn't have time this morning. I'm sorry. But it's a lot. And this past year, we had four locations that contributed. So Chapel Hill, Macedonia, Fairlawn, and then the one on Dressler Road in North Canton. And last year we had three because of change of ownership in Canton, so that one wasn't able to participate. But this year they did participate and did well. And so it's fun to me. I make these contacts with different groups and individuals from letter carriers, bankers, who else? Oh, my. We had technology kind of person or from a technology company.
Post office.
Yes, just a variety of insurance people, a variety of people and backgrounds, a car dealership. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking in my mind some retirees, some people that aren't working. But they all come together to help us, and they thank the people bringing in the cans of food, hand them the coupon, and then at the end of the day, we pack it all up and bring it back here and weigh it, and it's just very gratifying. So this past year, we were able to increase the previous year by almost 400 pounds, and it was a total of 1,638 pounds of food that Haven of Rest would not have gotten. And George Ehrenholt has told me this many times. He's our central supply manager and transportation manager, and he said to me just a week or two ago, he said, this comes at such a good time because our reserve of canned food has been depleted because we'll have schools and different groups do canned food drives for us throughout the school year, but in the summer months, people are on vacation. They don't think of that, and so that was the original design when we chose a time of the year to do it. Reverend Walker and I had that conversation, and we thought August would be a great time, and that's why we do it when we do.
Well, Mike, even hearing you describe what went into this event, you know, there was a connection made with a member of the business community, and their heart was kind of knit together with what we were doing at Haven of Rest, and God used that, and it grew, and then the community responds, and they see the need, and they give, and then volunteers step up that help us on that day, and all these things are happening, and it just speaks to me to God's faithfulness, how in this work where people are coming in, they're hurting, they're in need, they're in crisis, God is supplying the need. And Mike, I'm so grateful for your part in that because you get that opportunity sometimes to introduce people to what we're doing, you know, to really cast that vision for them. And then these different business partners will want to join us. And they see that vision, they catch it. And I bet that's been, you probably have some stories you could share that could maybe even build off of Chick-fil-A. I think we have some stories from this year of just some cool things that God did in the midst of this that maybe we didn't even see coming. But God knew, and he was using all these different things, whether it was a volunteer or a business owner. So what were some things that stood out from you this Chick-fil-A, maybe a story or two?
Well, one was I didn't find this out till the end of the evening, and I take all the supply boxes, I call them, back to my office and sort through and come up looking for, because sometimes we'll get cash donations. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, I looked at the envelope from this one location. There was a $100 bill in there. I thought, holy cow, somebody gave us a $100 donation. I thought, how generous. And didn't want a receipt. There was no receipt. And I mean, that's just one. And then I was sitting at one of the Chick-fil-A's that day and eating lunch, and that particular location provides lunch for our volunteers, which is really nice of them. And there was a man sitting behind me, and I didn't realize he was even there until he said something, and I turned around, and here he's one of the volunteers. He was going to be going on at the like in a few minutes, so he was eating lunch beforehand. And he proceeded to tell me that his family was from North Akron, and that some of them had actually been helped by the Haven of Rest. Oh. And it really moved me because he talked about how he lost his dad. His dad was only 35 years old when he died, and there were four children in the family. He was 13 when this happened, and I thought, wow. And I wouldn't have guessed this unless he had shared it. I would not have known that story at all. And yet he was very grateful, and that's why he was volunteering for the Haven of Rest. It was a very personal thing for him.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've worked at the Akron location ever since I've been going up there. It's been many years.
Chapel Hill?
Yeah, yeah. The Chapel Hill location. And, Mike, every year there are stories, just like what you said, that people will come up, people that you don't remember, and there will be a story. Mm-hmm. You know, this year, there was another story. Right at the very beginning when things started opening up, even before 11 o'clock, because this went from 11 to 7, I had a gentleman, he went into Chick-fil-A, and he bought some food, and then he came out and started talking to me. And we held a conversation probably for maybe 35 to 40 minutes in this time. And, you know, he wanted to know more about the Haven of Rest, what we do. He was very interested in the Haven. He was a school teacher up in Chagrin Falls. He's a math teacher. And we just talked back and forth, and then he left. And probably about 10, 15 minutes later, he pulled up in a car and had a bag, three bags of canned goods, and gave it to the Haven Arrest Ministries. And the reason why I say that is there are a lot of people that do know about us, but there are a lot of people that do not know about us. And it's a great opportunity for us to connect in the community, whether you're at the Chapel Hill location, you're at the Dressler Road, Macedonia, or the Fairlawn location. Every year there are stories that come out of this Chick-fil-A. Yes, two canned goods, yes. A coupon is given to them, but it goes even deeper than that. And that's what I love about this event.
Yes, I would agree with you, Jeff. We don't know the impact it's having on the community. And we're very blessed to have this partnership with Chick-fil-A, and we value it. And they're a special organization, very special people. But not all of them know us. For instance, the new owner in Canton doesn't know us. Mm-hmm. So I've invited him and his wife to come in for a tour, and they I believe, will do that. But it's exciting for them to, as Jim said, catch the vision of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And get that enthusiasm, and then it becomes real to them. And then all the other owners have been in for a tour, although it's been many years ago. I need to probably have them in again so they can see how we're helping the community. And I believe that, you know, through the goodness of their hearts, they're trying to contribute, and that's why they do what they do for us.
So, Mike, I want to build off that point you just made, how we're helping the community. We do an event like this. We have these canned goods that have come in. How do they get put to use by Haven of Rest?
Well, we have volunteers that will sort those because, as you can imagine, we get all kinds of canned goods in that day. And they're organized, put in boxes, and stored until we need them for a meal. Then they're brought over here. We could also get some items donated that maybe we can't use. It won't make sense in our menu, or there's not enough of it. And so we give away bags of food items through our clothing department for anyone coming in for clothing. And my understanding is the last number I heard was we're averaging giving away 80 of those bags a week. And so it's used either here or by someone in need. So it will be put to good use.
Well, you know, Mike, a lot of work. Usually in January, even though it's priority on your radar now, usually in January or February, I'll hear that Chick-fil-A and coming up. And there's a lot of planning, a lot of work that goes into it. Just out of curiosity, you might not know the full number, but just at four locations, because 11 to 7, we have staff up there, but we have a lot of volunteers. How many volunteers, you know, if you took an average, do you think?
Oh, my. My goal is to have a minimum of three people there at any one time. Mm-hmm. That would be a combination of staff and volunteers,
yes.
Just in case somebody can't make it or last minute, sometimes mm-hmm. things happen. We certainly don't want anybody there by themselves. We want at least two people. So I schedule at least three, and sometimes it's four or five, you know, depending. Mm-hmm. And I didn't add up, so I don't know what the number is, mm-hmm. but it's a substantial number, and we asked them to commit to a two-hour time period. And so, I don't know, they're giving back to an organization, and just so gratifying. And we could talk about volunteers. We could talk about some of the people bringing the canned food. One year, I was at one of the locations, and one of the volunteers, who's a businessman, there were just the two of us there, and it was in the evening, and I remember him sharing from his heart about his daughter's struggle with liquor. Mm. And I have promised to this day, and I've never identified who that person is, because I promised him I would keep that in confidence, but I have prayed for them. And that's the kind of thing. And then, as the story I shared earlier about the man whose family was helped to, and he related that, you know, it becomes very personal. And we see that how God works in the community. And this is an opportunity for the community to say thanks, and they do that. But it's also, as you mentioned, Jeff, an opportunity for us to just become better known in the community by being there. People are curious, why are you there under this tent?
Yes.
You know, what's going on? And they walk over sometimes, and that's really cool.
Well, Mike, to kind of close out our broadcast today, if there's something you could say to whether it's the business owners or the donors who gave on the day of Chick-fil-A or just those whose heart is turned towards Haven of Rest, one, what would be your message for them? And then two, what are some ways that our listeners, as they've heard a little bit of your role here at Haven of Rest, can pray for you?
Wow. Jim, nice, easy question. Thank you would definitely be the message to the donors and the Chick-fil-A owners, everyone involved, the volunteers. And I know that's a simple term, but it's coming from the heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Coming from the heart. And I guess if they could see the people that eat meals here, it would mean even more to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm thinking of as I'm standing here. The other thing would be you could pray for me because at times my job can be overwhelming. And we all experience that. I know both of you guys as well. If they could just pray that the Lord would show me the most efficient and effective way to do what I'm doing, and then I'll follow certainly his guidance, I would really appreciate it.
Well, Mike, and I know Jim and myself appreciate this conversation. I know our listeners appreciate it. I know they'll be praying for you. And thank you for all the hard work that you do here at the Haven of Rest Ministries. 19 years.
Almost.
Almost. Almost there, but it's coming. And so you're doing a wonderful job.
I'm blessed to be here. Thank you.